Father, we just thank you. See, I didn't have to give you. I'm just be quiet here. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just praise you. Thank you for the awesome presence, Lord. We thank you for the time that you've got us in here. Father God, I just ask that you continually fill us with your Holy Spirit. As we praise you, we thank you, and we do all the things that are necessary to keep filled. And I thank you, Lord, for all of the promises that you've given us. And Lord, forgive us for all the things that we've done to grieve you. And we praise you, Father, for setting us back on the road with running after you, Lord. And we praise you. We thank you for getting rid of the distractions in our life, to have our mind and eyes upon you. And Lord, we thank you for all the healings that have already taken place, that are being taken place even as we speak. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for it in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us tonight. Lead us and guide us into the things that you would have us to do, Lord. I ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. Has anybody got a prayer request? What keeps happening here? My thing keeps switching. Yeah, go ahead, Ben.
I want to pray for my sister and my dad right now. It's just they had a rough day yesterday with Finn, and just want to lift him up. Lord Father God, I lift up my dad and my sister and Finn. I pray protection over that household. I pray that everyone's full of energy, and that when Finn needs to go to bed, he goes to bed, and that he's not screaming all day for his mom. That my sister's able to get some sleep. And that my dad can get some rest too, and that he's able to at least just have some fun with Finn, and Finn can have fun with my dad, and Megan can do the work that she needs to do, and she can still have fun with Finn. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of my family. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of my sister. Father God, keep watching over Zach and don't let him do anything stupid. Thank you, Lord, for clearing his mind. Thank you, Lord, for setting him free from this depravity that he's in. Lord Father God, we thank you for working your will into this. And we thank you, Father, again for protecting my dad from any sort of temptation that might take him away from his blessing. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Julie.
I'll just add to that a little bit. Heavenly Father, we bind up all spirits of witchcraft and cursing that might be coming against Megan and the house right now. And we thank you, Lord, that your angels are there driving out all the wickedness, all the darkness, and giving them peace and giving them rest. And we pray blessings on them, Lord. We pray blessings and we pray blessings on those who are persecuting them, even though they don't realize that's what they're doing. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace and strength and encouragement for Andrew and for Megan. And they're going to get some really good rest and keeping their eyes on you, Andrew, that you keep your eyes on the Lord and the promises and be lifted up. We just prayed for you. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening him too. Give him the ability to slap him down if he need to be slapped down. Jesus' name. Oh, I'm just kidding. Don't you dare do that. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, Julie.
I want to just share. Well, I don't know if all of you know who this is, but Brian Dorkinson. He was a music songwriter, musician. Anyhow, he passed away this week on the 21st from stage 4 cancer, and I guess it was kind of a sudden thing. They didn't realize how sick he was, but Anyhow, I just want to lift up the family and those around him. I didn't know he was from Canada. That's where he's from. And we just pray blessings right now on his family and loved ones, Lord, and their his wife of 40 years and their children and those around him, Lord. We pray blessings and your protection and comfort and encouragement and help them through this time, this transition they're going through. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for this man who's brought a lot of music into people's homes and to churches for their worship and that he was such an encouragement even on his last hours. He was encouraging his family and had hope that he would recover and all these things. And I thank you, Lord, that there came a point where they told him there wasn't anything else they could do. Apparently his kidneys failed. And there wasn't anything else. So it was just a matter of hours. So he didn't suffer long. He wasn't there in pain with a lot of suffering long. We praise you for that, Lord, that he is worshiping you and all the angels, Lord, in your presence. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing in his family right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Lord, I thank you for what what Trump's administration is doing to the deep state in the administration. Lord, I thank you that the angels are helping them locate these people and getting them out of there in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that this great wealth transfer is even taking place as we speak in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for that, Father. And we also ask, Lord, that the money will be well spent because you're going to direct all of your people how to spend it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Okay, Julie.
I also want to lift up the ICE director, Tom Homan. Is it Homan? Homan?
Holman, yeah,
Homan.
Tom Holman,
Laura, we
Lord
lift
Bob
him up to
Holman.
you. We bless him, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this man and his courage and his boldness and his perseverance.
Amen.
And I pray, Lord, for a bold, just increased strength physically, emotionally, mentally, and all of his team, everyone working with ICE, training to be with ICE, that they have the support of the government and the surrounding law enforcement. And we bind up all the harassment that's coming against them from illegals and all of these woke people who have been listening to the lies of the Democrats and speaking against ICE and saying all manner slander and making up things that they're not real law, and they don't have to obey them. They don't have to do this and they don't have to do that when ICE is here and this and that. And I read somewhere that he can't even go to the grocery store without having security detail around him. I mean, he's just getting harassment, and we bind all that evil coming against him, and these people need to be held accountable, Lord, who are doing it, and they need to be arrested. And I thank you, Lord. We just command the angels to go out there and bring down this deep state, this Antifa stuff, all of this woke evil, and speaking against the law enforcement that they should. I pray for the fear of the Lord to come on people. I pray for the fear of the repercussions of doing what they're doing. That people need to be made example of or whatever, that this is serious business. And we just this entitlement and this pride and this arrogance and lawlessness and just the hate that's out there against people in power who are in government, who are in authority over them. We bind all that and we break his power off of these deceived people, the demons that are operating through them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for giving them grace and your omnipotent, awesome sovereignty, God, that they would repent, that they would come to a knowledge of the truth, whether it come through the EBS or beforehand or whatever, that they are in gross error, and that they've been being they're just being used And I pray that you would show them that they're only being used by these people to cause these problems. They're resisting, there's resisting and rebelling against law enforcement. We cast it all down. We command the angels to go out there and clean this up in Jesus' name. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Bless Tom and all those working with them and encourage them and lift them up, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Protecting that man and him and his family too. In Jesus' name and all the ICE agents. Go ahead, Ben.
I got two things that I want to pray for. The first thing is I'm just seeing more and more videos of our brothers and sisters in Nigeria. They're still getting really, really persecuted over there, and they're getting attacked a lot by terrorists and Muslims and whatnot. And so I want to lift up pretty much all our brothers and sisters in these sort of situations, because it's not just Nigeria. Nigeria is very focused on right now in the media, or at least a little bit more than other places. But I just want to lift up all my brothers and sisters. Lord Father God, we live a very comfortable life here in the West, where the persecution here is a little bit more tame than other places. And we just want to thank you for your mercy. But Father God, we just pray that you extend your mercy to our faithful brothers and sisters in all these third world countries, whether it be Nigeria or North Korea or these Middle Eastern countries, Father, all these people that are coming to see you and want to just know you, and they're getting attacked, they're getting persecuted, and they're getting killed and thrown out of their houses just because they believe in your son and they believe what he's done on the cross. And that they're bearing his image, and that they're bearing their cross, Father. We know all things are controlled by you. And but Lord Father God, we just pray for your mercy. We pray that you take care of us, that you take care of them, Father, that you escort them to where they need to go to be safe. We pray that you hide them in plain sight, Father, whether it's in the streets or in their own homes. Let them be invisible to the people that they're to the people that they're that are looking for them, Father. And for those that are trying to help them out of that country, or for those that are trying to save them from the oppressive government, help them find them. Hide them from their enemies, Father. But let their people that are trying to help them find them, in Jesus' name. Lord Father God, provide them with the spiritual and the physical food that they need to get by. And Lord Father God, again, I thank you for taking care of my brothers and sisters. We know that there will be martyrs, and there's going to be martyrs to come. But Father God, I just pray for your justice, and I pray for your mercy, because I know you are a very merciful God, and that your mercy can just glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing this for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, we just ask also that you teach them how to pray, teach them how to warfare, teach them how to come against this and
Amen.
break the power of these people. And we praise you. We thank you for that, Father. Send someone there that knows how to do that. And we praise you, Lord, for that, that they will become wartime warriors for you, Lord. And we thank you for it, that they can break the power of the enemy from doing this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And Lord, raise up people over here to be praying for them. And we thank you for that too, Lord, that we would remember to pray for all of those. To be honest with you, man, I keep forgetting about those people in Nigeria. They are getting hammered, boy. And Lord, we thank you for placing it in our hearts to pray for them too. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. And there's one more thing.
Sure.
I don't know about y'all in the United States, but we have this thing in Canada. It's called MAID. It's medically assisted induced death. So it's when a person can choose to do suicide via doctors. I don't know. It's weird to me. So basically, it's evil all in itself. What's, well, I don't want to say scary, but what can be very corrupting is that I don't know how much control your government has on your healthcare system in the United States, but in Canada, it's very much government controlled, financed, and all that, because it's a right in Canada that people can have free healthcare. And so the government has a lot of control in that. So there's a lot of implications and a lot of like scenarios where it's just like, well, you're too sick to stay alive because you're too much of a burden on the taxpayer type of thing. And so I've heard horror stories. They're obviously not making it onto mainstream media because there would be an outrage. But there's definitely people being forced into a situation where they can't back out of, or they're tricked into a situation that they can't back out of. And then it's just too late, obviously, because they're dead. And so I just want to pray for that. Lord Father God, again, I'm praying for my country because we do a lot of things wrong up here. This suicide pill or whatever they're doing for it, this injection that they have that kills people, Father, it's evil in the heart. They're disguising it as good to. For somehow, people are getting tricked into thinking that it's good. I don't know how they're thinking that way, Lord, but we all know that this world is lost. Lord Father God, I pray that you expose the corruption that's behind this program. I pray that you expose the people that are tricking people and coercing people into thinking that they need to kill themselves in order to make the world a better place. Lord Father God, instill in people's hearts that they can be alive and that they can be better and that they can be saved by any oppression, by any spiritual oppression that they have, whether it be, well, mental, physical, or spiritual, Father, that you can give them, that their chains can be broken free by you, by the cross. Lord Father God, open it into their hearts to know that they don't need to kill themselves to feel better. Lord Father God, let them know that there's freedom in Christ, and that Christ has set them free. Thank you, Father, for opening their eyes. And I thank you, Father, for protecting us from all these thoughts that are depressing. Lord Father God, I pray that you expose all the corruption, you expose all the money laundering, and you expose all this destruction that this has brought upon people. And I pray down all the witchcraft and all the satanic voodoo, mama juju that's involved with this stuff, Lord. Lord Father God, I rebuke it down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't allow it. This is getting to be a little crazy for me that this is all happening around here. Lord Father God, protect our minds from any sort of destruction that it might bring. And thank you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for rising up the Christians in Canada to come up against this crazy law. And Father, we thank you for that because you can he you heal every day. And Lord, let them get a revelation knowledge about this. And we praise you for it, Father. Glory be to God. You sound like you got a bunch of communists running that country. Oh, me. Okay, anyone else? I was kind of waiting on Debbie to get on to see, to read her word that she got the other night. I thought she said she was coming on. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead, Jenny.
Can I go ahead and pray one, play one of those songs?
Sure, yeah, that'd be
Okay.
great.
Let me, I think you have to give me permission here. Maybe not. Let's see.
No, I made you
Oh,
co-host.
I got carte blanche. Okay.
Yeah. I can still mute you.
Now and every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Oh, now is the time to worship. Oh, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are.
Amen. I always liked that song. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. If you didn't know, Brian Dirksen died. I don't know, here the last few days, Judy? Yeah. With cancer, like she was talking about. Wrote a bunch of good songs. Okay. Lord, I thank you that we understand about healing and divine health. And we thank you, Father, that we all experience divine health. We don't worry about things like that. We thank you, Father, that your shield of protection is around us because we always confess the good confession in the sight of everybody. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, anyone else? Hi, Andrew. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm gonna, is Debbie on here yet? She's not on here yet. She'll be on here directly. When she gets on, I'm gonna read a word that she got the other night at a meeting that I wasn't there at, but that's okay. I still got the word. Thank you, Lord. I thought she was on here just a minute ago, wasn't she? No? Okay. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? That looks like snow behind you there, Ben. I think we've talked about this before. All right. Well, it was a little cooler today. It only got up to 101 or something like that. Yeah. It was pretty nice. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and read it. Maybe she'll come in while I got it. I've got it up in text. It's fairly long. So I'll read it. Can y'all hear me okay? Is my volume okay? Okay. Good deal. It's called Arms Opened Wide on 7/20/26. She says, in our Monday night meeting during our worship time, while we were singing, Oh Come to the Altar, closer to the end of the song, I saw a vision of Jesus. He was wearing a long-sleeved, very beautiful blue robe that went down to his ankles. It was open in front, so I could see him wearing a long white garment under that robe. He had brown wavy hair down to his shoulders, and he had his arms opened wide. As we were still singing, excuse me, the song, I heard, if you could see me physically, you would see my arms opened wide to you. You would never see them crossed in front of me. That's God's love, isn't it? Glory to God. And when we finished the song, I just knew in my spirit that I was not to begin to share what I saw and heard until after the next song. The next song was Goodness of God. So I waited until we finished that next song. I felt kind of unsure within myself because at first I wasn't sure why he wanted to wait till we were done with the next song. But when we were singing, Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. That just stood out to me. Yet it didn't come to me to say anything about his goodness running after us. Yet I realized he wants us to know that his goodness is always running after us, and his arms are always open wide to us. So I just began sharing what I first heard him say to me when I saw that vision. And if you could, she says, he said, if you could see me physically, you would see my arms open wide to you. You would never see them closed in front of me. For my arms are open wide to you, my children. They are always open wide. But when I look at you, sometimes, my children, your arms are in front of you, and they are not open wide to me. Ooh, they are not opened wide. I see them hanging down, or I see them crossed tightly in front of you. They're not open wide to me. I would have you to be loose. I would have you to loose yourself, wanting to be ready to embrace me. But there are things that are binding you. You must now check your hearts and see what is that is so binding you. There are many things binding many of my children. Their arms are not open wide to me. There is a lot of selfishness and self-will there. I ask you to break that. Well, in the name of Jesus, right now, I break all self-will off of myself and anybody else in here that wants it gone in the name of Jesus. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. You can break that power and you can have your arms always open wide to me, for my arms are always wide open to you. Open up to me. Open up to me, my children. Break those chains and drop them. Drop those things that come before me. Drop those things that you know I want you to let go of, as they are distractions that that bind you from opening your arms wide and to me. Ooh. Let go so that your arms are free to open wide unto me, so that our arms can be open wide together and we can embrace each other. I have to say that it felt to me that everyone else in the room had disappeared, and I just felt like I was standing there before the Lord. I felt like that word was just for me, but I know that that's not true. And I just want to say, thank you, Jesus, for the way you speak to us, for the things that you show us. I thank you, Lord, that we do have your power within us to break free. And I feel in me that we will do it. I feel in me that we can hear you say, it is finished. And that total death to self will be accomplished. Thank you, Father. And she goes on to say, of course, what the Lord is saying about our arms is spiritually speaking of the condition of our hearts. So that's the word there. Anybody got anything they want to say or pray? I thank you, Lord, it's been broken off of us. I thank you, Father, that we don't allow distractions anymore. I thank you, Father, that you are the main thing on our mind continually. And, Lord, we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for breaking that off of us in Jesus' name, that our arms are open wide to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Julie.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving us so much, and you want us to draw close to you. And I pray also, Lord, with Michael's prayer there, that and Debbie's prayer in that word, Lord, that you would help us to identify these things, to recognize it in ourselves, whatever it might be that keeps us from getting close to you and being always in your love, loving presence and embrace, and that you're removing from us manifestly, Lord, these things as we turn from them, whatever it is that you show us, whether it's the self-will, the selfishness, you know, putting ourselves first before you or before others, or whatever that may be, or pride, things that we picked up in Babylon, being in Babylon, things that we've inherited. It's like it's by faith, Lord, you've cleansed us of all these things. You've forgiven us, and we've all been washed by the blood of the Lamb. I claim that for myself. I claim that for each and every one of us, Lord, that you washed us clean by the blood of the Lamb, and you see us with hearts wide open unto you, Lord, and our arms wide open to you. and that we are running to you all the time. We're seeking your face earnestly and wanting to be in your presence, and so much so that we don't want to leave. I just thank you for everything that you've shown us today. I watched that testimony, that video that Angelica shared, and that really touched me. And it was very powerful. And it's like you want us to be obedient to you. You want us to yield to you. You want us surrendered to you. And we can say it, and Lord, you know our hearts if we really mean it. And I know that you see our hearts, and they do, and they're pure before you, because we can't hide anything from you. And I don't think we're trying to, but we don't always see what you see. And I thank you, Lord, for helping us to be totally free, to be close to you, as close as we can get to you, and never leave your presence. And that our arms really are open unto you, God. Lord Jesus, we love you. You're our God, and you're our Savior, and you're our husband, and you're our Redeemer. We love you, and we praise you for all that you've done for us, and all that you've given us, and all these opportunities, Lord, that you've given us. And our time is not our own. That was one of the things I know you're showing me. My time is not mine, it's yours. And I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for wasting time and spending it looking at things or reading things that are not necessarily needful, and getting caught up in things where I spent too much time doing something. So, Lord, I thank you for correcting us, for loving us so much. You chasten every son whom you receive, Lord, because you love us and you want us to come into your image of your holiness. And that's why you do it, and we receive these things, Lord, because you lovingly correct us. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Debbie, we just got through reading that word that you got. That's what we're praying about it. You probably figured that out.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I just want to say that, Julie, when you prayed that about our time is not your time, I was thinking on that today too, and remembering one time when the Lord told me, your time is my time is your time, no time is your time. And I thought that was really amazing. And that literally no time is our time. We think, oh yes, it is. There's gonna be some time that's my time, but even if it's something that we're just doing for ourselves, that's good, it's still his time, as long as it's something that's redeeming the time, you know. That was good. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I saw that. That's that guy talking to the college kids, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, the things she shared about today. Yeah, that Angelica shared, that's something else. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. All right. Anybody else? Lord, thank you for getting all of stuff out of us. Praise you, Lord, for getting just the stuff out of it, and let our thoughts always be upon you. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. All right. Yes, go ahead, Missy.
You know, when you said that our thoughts being on the Lord, you know, I often think about Psalm 139. I think I might have mentioned this here not too long ago. I'm not sure, but where it says that God's thoughts towards us are more than the sand of the sea. And I'm like, Lord, I want my thoughts to be always on you know, be more than the sand of the sea. You know, my thoughts be so many that they can't be counted or whatever, you know. And yeah, just continually setting my mind on the Lord and be kept in perfect peace because I trust him. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else? Time is shortening. Time is shortening. All right, has anybody got anything they'd like to share? Now's the time. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
Not too long before I got on, I just asked the Lord for a random verse. He's been So awesome to give me some neat words here lately, as I'm sure he's doing for everybody. But let me see here. I'm going to read 1 Kings 8:54 to 61, but it was verse 59 that I got.
Again.
1 Kings chapter 8, 54 to 61. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all his prayer and supplication to the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread forth toward heaven. And he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel according to all that he promised, that there has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by Moses, his servant. The Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his ordinances, which he commanded our fathers. Verse 59 here, what I got in supplications is where my finger was. And let these my words, which I have made supplication before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God, day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as every day shall require, that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord, he is God, there is none else. Let your heart forever be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. And we thank you, Father, for the grace to keep your word and to keep your commandments, and that all the nations of this world will know that we are Christians by our love. It's just worth saying to me that they will know that we are your people, Lord, and that you are our God, and bring many into your kingdom, Lord, and that we would walk in all your ways and keep all your commandments and your statutes and ordinances, which you command our fathers, Lord, calls us, Lord. Thank you for your grace to be obedient and to walk in your ways, Father, that as you are, even so are we in this world, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that when we abide in you, we walk as you walk, Lord. And, thank you, Lord, for the authority and the power and the grace to do all that you've done. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else got something they'd like to share?
Yeah, Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
Victory just called me. Sorry, I accidentally called her when I'm trying to get on to you because my phone was just acting up. Everything's acting up. So she just tried to call me back a little bit ago. And she wanted me anyway to ask for prayer for they're having the court date tomorrow for all this stuff with the neighbor and all that stuff, that happened with Jonah. And just as we pray, she's even hoping that they don't show up. But I don't think there's any worry anyway if they did show up because and it's all been very obvious. So I just want to pray for that, and we can all agree with it together on that. So just pray, Lord, for victory, Lord, and and Jonah and this court date tomorrow, Lord, that it's all in your hands, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Father, that the judge is seeing right through everything, Lord God, and sees the foolishness in it all. And God, that much favor will be given for victory in Jonah, Lord. Just thank you for that, God. It'll be the end of this, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I just also told her I'd pray for her because she's just been under some things. And I ask that you lift her up, Father God, and help her, Lord, in the toughness sometimes. It's like today she had with dealing with Jonah with some things. And that you would just help her, Father God, to be able to encourage Jonah and help him to not be put down so much with you know, some of the things that are hard that she has to deal with, and she doesn't mean to, but these things that are said, and she knows that. And I just pray that you just encourage her, Lord, knowing that you will help her to love her son and say all the right things to him, Lord. Just lift her up, Lord, in this difficult situation she has with him all the time, Lord. And just thank you, Lord. Thank you for lifting her up in you, Lord, and strengthening her, Lord, and putting her eyes on you. And so, Lord, just giving her to you, Lord. And thank you for all you're going to work in her life and work in this case, Lord. And we just thank you for the victory in it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for complete victory for Jonah and family in Jesus' name. Thank you. To your glory, Lord. To your glory. Amen. Yeah, Julie.
I just want to add to that too a little bit. Heavenly Father, thank you for showing victory, how you have been there with her the whole time, all these things that she's been going through with Jonah, and all the problems that have arisen, and that how you have brought her through them. And Lord, that she, you would bring back to her remembrance all these things, these testimonies, the prayers, and how you answered. And she'll be able to meditate on that and reflect on that. And we bind up the spirits that are coming against her, the stress, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, any witchcraft is being sent against her and her family, her children. In the name of Jesus, we command the angels to drive all that darkness, that wickedness off of her, this oppression. I also ask, Lord, that you will teach her like you teach all of us. You're our teacher, God. By the power of your Holy Spirit, you teach us things. And you teach us how to come to you and to call on your name when we need help, that we can go to you first. And then when we humble ourselves to you and just say, God, I need your help. I know you're going to do this. I just don't know what else to do. And work and show your favor here on victory, Lord. Abundantly show thy great love and favor upon her, that she cannot deny that you are in her life and you are helping her through all of these things, and you want her to learn to trust you. And that's what faith is really about. It's trusting you and relying on you when we can't do it ourselves and we don't see how it's going to work out, that we rely upon you, our Father, our Defender, our Protector, our Savior in all things. And I thank you, Lord, that she's going to have this testimony and you're going to give her this revelation herself, because we all need this revelation ourselves, Lord, every day and through all the things we go through. She's going to be able to share testimonies with other people like she has already. And I thank you, Lord, for just helping her to rest in you. I thank you, Lord, for getting her free from all of this stress and anxiety, and give her and all the kids a really good night's sleep tonight. So when they go into court tomorrow, they're going to have peace. They're going to have an anticipation that you're going to do something great for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Let's pray in the spirit for Jonah. Thank you, Lord. Glory by Satarabasu, Maladriki, Robokpakonto, Toriala, the Biki Katarabasi, Mopakon, the Ribosi, Teledribasi. Thank you, Lord, for setting him free. In Jesus' name, Kanda, the Ribosupan, the Ribalidribiki, Ribokopakata, Lataremo, Kupanda, the Ribosita. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. How many of you believe Jonah set free? Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Praise be
Amen.
to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. All right. Anyone else? Amen. I know how to do that. I think. Amen. All right. Anybody got anything they'd like to share? Yeah, Jim.
Can I play another song?
Sure.
Another Brian Dirksen song? You all know this one.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. That's a beautiful song. Thank you, Julie. That was written by Brian Dirksen. Was that sung by him too also? Okay. That was a good song. He died. But he may be sitting up there with Jesus right now, singing to him. Awesome. Okay. Anyone got anything to share that they'd like to share? I don't know much about what's going on in the world today. I haven't been doing anything but visiting folks around here. I do have a little bit of a testimony that I'd like to give. What is today? It's Thursday, isn't it? I went yesterday to see an old friend of mine that we grew up together. His grandpa was a farmer. His dad was an auctioneer, and of course we farmed also, and we kind of became lifelong friends. Now I went by to see him because he had told me that he had been diagnosed with dementia, and two other friends of ours that died of dementia. And so I was kind of concerned about him, and I went over and I talked to him after I got here. I went up to where I went to the town and where I went to school and talked with John. His name was John. And I said, John, what's wrong with you? He said, "Well, Michael," he said, "they say that I have dementia, but," he said, "I use that a lot." And if you knew him, you'd understand what I'm talking about. He said, "I use that to do get done what I need to get done." I said, "John," I said, "you've always known who I was when I called." And he said, "Well, that's correct." He said, "I don't believe I have dementia. They just think I do." And I said, "Well," he looked, he was a big guy years ago. He was probably about a little over 6 feet, not quite 6'1", but just a little bit taller than I was, and weighed about 220, 230, somewhere along there, big boy. And right now he's looks like he weighs about 100 pounds. He's real emaciated. Yeah, he's I didn't go into that with him. I didn't want to, but he was always a good friend. And so I asked him. I said, "John," I said, "do you know the Lord?" He said, "Yep." He said, I got saved here just a little while ago." Now, I've been praying for this man for many years, and he said, "I got saved here a little while ago, and I go to church." And I said, "Well, that's great. That is awesome, John." I said, "I've got a book for you that I'd like for you to read." I said, "It's a big book, and it's got big words in it." And I said, "You'll enjoy it because you'll be able to see it." It was the real good news I gave him. And boy, he was reading that thing when I left. When he walked out to the truck with me, and but he, I, when I gave him that book, as I was leaving, he was reading it as walking back to his house. And I just want to pray for him. Lord, I thank you for continuing to work in John's life. You know how he and I were as we were growing up. We were always together, running around doing the things that kids do. And even after we were both married, and we all got together, at times. And he's just been a good friend. And I ask, Lord, that you bless him mightily in a way that he knows is coming from you, that he'll give you the glory, Father. And I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And our Lord, and when he reads that real good news, that you open up his spiritual eyes to see the talking that you're talking to him, Father, from his word, from the word. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being a manifest presence in his sight, too. In Jesus' name. Thank you for doing that for John. Amen. All right, anyone else? That was one of the main purposes I came here, was to talk to people about that I knew that needed talking to about the Lord and what was coming. And he really has given me a lot of grace with the people that I've talked to. And it's been an overwhelming experience for me, but I'm ready to go back. It's been a good time, but I'm trying to go back. I've been here with my daughter Michelle, as y'all know, and that has been a real good time for me and Michelle both. We always have a good time together. She's my oldest. And she stays here at my house here in Arkansas. I consider her house now. She's taking care of it and doing the things that needs to be done, around the house. So, Lord, I just ask that you bless her too, bless her mightily when I leave, that you protect her, keep her, and help her to keep seeking you, Lord. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. All right. Yeah, Julie.
I have a question for you, Michael. When you did you, when you like talked to your sister and your brother and your friend, did you tell them about the judgments that were coming?
only the ones that I felt could accept it.
Okay.
And they can't, I don't know if y'all experience when you talk to family members, they know you, they know your past history, and it's really sometimes it's hard to explain things to them in a way that that they'll listen.
I was
And
just curious if you did that, because I know that's part of the reason why we want them to hear us and repent and that kind of thing. But it's just like if they don't have a reason, if they don't think there's any, well, we're not going to be here, or I'm not worried about it, or
what I have told some of them was this, Julie. I told them, I said, there's going to be a loud noise on your telephone at some point in time here in the near future that's going to tell you to do something. I said, they call it the 10 days of darkness. And I said, after that 10 days of darkness, there's going to be earthquakes all over America. And it's going to go from the West Coast to the East Coast. And I said, everybody's going to be affected for it. It's just God's judgment to wake up his people. And that's the ones that can receive it. The other ones, you just have to be led by the Spirit to do it. You want to get up on the mountaintop and shout it out. You know what I'm saying? The past history of prophetic words I've heard about Arkansas is most of Arkansas is going to be flooded. Yeah, except for the northwest corner, I think. That's up there where Walmart is. That's where it is. Yeah, Missy, what you have your hand up?
The Ozarks.
Yeah, that's the Ozarks and the Ouachita Mountains come up in there too. Yeah, it's up in around Rogers and Springdale. That's where a lot of businesses are up in that area. And that's, of course, where Fayetteville is, which is university. So what I've told Michelle knows, I've told her she received it. She's coming out. She's coming out to Tennessee, her and Blake, my grandson, my daughter. They're coming out there. I know. So it's just trying to be led of the Lord and warn people all at the same time can be pretty nerve-wracking, if you understand. But I had a wonderful talk with my oldest brother today. I've always been able to talk with him. He's a lot like my dad. Kind of easygoing. And me too. Easygoing. And I was able to talk with him a little bit because I can tell when it's going a little bit too far, you know. But yeah, it was a successful trip as far as I'm concerned. And the only one that I couldn't talk to or didn't get a chance to was my granddaughter. She has a business that keeps her so busy that she can't she has to work me in, and I didn't have didn't wasn't able to see her this time, but that's okay, we'll see her. And that's about it. I got back. I left Monday, went to Art, came here, and I'll be going back in the morning. I'll be there for the Friday meeting. Praise the Lord. Man, the Lord's going to show up, Debbie. Of course, the Lord's going to be there. Amen. All right, anyone else? What's the best experience you've ever had with talking with your siblings or someone real close to you. Go ahead, Missy. I saw your hand up. If you want to say something, that's fine.
Well, I kind of wanted to say a prayer about that for everybody,
okay.
You know,
All right.
about, because I've been praying about it and I'm not really getting anything, you know, that in my heart that the Lord wants me to say or to do or whatever, you know, and so Father, I just ask you to let each and every one of us know what it is you would have us to say or to do, and to speak to our family members, who to speak to and who not to speak to, or, you know, just give us the words, Lord, you know, what was coming to me, Lord, you know, for me personally, I was like, Lord, if you want me to say something to any of my family members, you open the door wide and that I know that it's open, and I walk through it and you will give me your words. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for doing that, Lord. And I pray for all our family members, Lord, that not one of them will be shaken to the point where it causes them to run from you, Lord, but only to you, Lord, that it would not be a hindrance to them coming to you, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for using all these things that are about to come upon us, Lord, to draw many to you, not just those here, our families, but all your saints, families, all. Thank you, Lord, for the household salvation that you've promised us and answering all our prayers, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to, that none of us be shaken by the things that we see, Lord. Lord, and we know that you're going to be taking some people home that aren't going to make it through the tribulation without taking the mark, and because of our prayers that you are going to take them. And we praise you and we thank you. But we also thank you, Lord, that we will not be shaken by all the things that we see, Lord. But know that, Lord, you're sovereign, and you take out the wicked, and you take your elect home with you to make sure that they're going to be there with you and not take that mark, Lord. And prepare all our hearts, Lord, for all the things that we're going to see and hear, Lord. And everything will be shaken that can be shaken, and everything that cannot be shaken shall remain, Lord. And we will not be shaken. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, give us the boldness when you ask us to say the things that you want us to say to them too, awesome, Lord. And we thank you for it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Lord, I thank you. I'm going to start praying right now that you put the fear of God in all of the people that we've been praying for, Lord, the fear of God, that they would want to fall down and repent. Let the spirit of repentance come across this land in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for that, Father. There have been many great revivals that had the spirit of repentance in it, Lord. Let this one be one that great numbers of people would fall upon their knees and cry out to you, Lord. I can see it in my mind's eye, Lord. I thank you for doing that for all the people of this country, Lord, that have just a passing knowledge of you, that only that the apostate preachers have been teaching them. They don't know you in an intimate, holy way, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for this spirit of repentance coming across this land shortly in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that our families, our friends, our acquaintances are going to come into the kingdom in a mighty big number. In Jesus' name, Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Father. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And yes, Lord, I ask that you fill John up with the Holy Spirit in a way that it would just astound him of the love of God within him. And I praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. That Wendy, his wife, would want to know what in the world has happened to you. You're shining like a new dime out here, John. And I thank you for it, Father, that he is healed also, whatever it has been taking his weight away from him. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that he is going to be a mighty, you've already made him a mighty man of God. In Jesus' name, thank you. He's going to be just like his dad was. His dad was an auctioneer, or a great one too. And I thank you, Father, he's going to be bold as his dad was, but he's going to be putting the gospel of Christ out and not be auctioning things off. And I praise you. Thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Cool, Mashita. And Lord, I pray also, God, if our family members will not listen to us, because you know if they will or not, that you will bring somebody into their lives individually that they will listen to. And I pray, God, that you will give them that grace to have ears to hear it and know that it's real and it's serious, and that they, whatever they're watching on videos or whatever, or give them dreams, Lord, to wake them up. Wake them up and bring them out of any kind of religion, there any kind of complacency and lukewarmness and whatever's holding them back, God, from really receiving everything from you, Lord. You know where they're being deceived and why they're being deceived, what idols they may have, or what they're listening to primarily, God, what they're looking at. We just break the power of Satan off of them all in the name of Jesus. You lying devils, we break your power off of our family members, that they will have a falling out with their idolatry. They'll have a falling out with their church that they think is so perfect, and that we do this and we do that, and we have this, and I got, you know, I'm this religion or that religion or whatever. And we break that power off of them in the name of Jesus. And you give them a revelation, Lord, to start reading your word, a desire to start reading in your word, and to find it out for themselves. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing that you won't do for us when we ask. And we pray in faith, Lord, for our loved ones. And they belong to you. We claim that. We declare that they're yours. That, you know, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the devil, you can't have our families. We command you to loose from them in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for the revelation of the knowledge of the truth, that your word is true and everything in your word is true. And they will start praying and asking you for understanding when they don't understand something because they've been told this, but your word says this and it's confusion. And we rebuke the spirits of confusion that are working there with religion and these false teachers and prophets. And there's stuff that they're being fed. We cast it all down. We break its power off of their minds in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for turning them around and giving them a hunger for your word, a desire to seek you for themselves and not just read it and just to read it with an eye to know what it means, Lord, that they want to know what it means, that there's things in there that Jesus said in the New Testament. There's things that Paul wrote. He's so radical. He wrote some pretty crazy things. Unless you were spiritually discerned, you wouldn't know. And they just read over it and like, well, okay, well, I know what it means. But, you know, that Lord, that they would start seeking you for these answers, Lord, and wanting to know what the what your parables meant, Jesus, and what you were saying. Lead them to the truth, Lord, and open up their understanding. Open up their eyes to see and their ears to hear. And pour out your spirit of grace upon them. Pour out your spirit of repentance and a hunger and the fear of the Lord and all these things that we've been praying for. God, do not delay. Do not delay. And we know time is short, Lord, and we don't know when all these judgments are actually going to happen, but you do, and you can bring judgment upon them and their lives, a certain situation that would cause them to turn to you. And we thank you, Lord, for doing more than we can ask or think, because we know in part, and we know our families, and we don't want to get involved where we're not supposed to, Lord, but we take everything to you. We know we have that privilege to come to you, and you hear our prayers for our family, our loved ones, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. All right, does anyone else want to pray? It's a good time to do it. Thank you, Jesus. I don't sit there. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Go ahead, Andrew.
No, I want to pray a prayer that seemingly everything that we're talking about, there's this entity called the iron, and there's another one called the clay. And the clay's coming now, and there's going to be two of them. They oppose each other. But you could go back in history when this iron first came out and when the clay did too. And the clay took half of the, more than half the iron, land masses anyway. And these entities actually come into the church too. This iron principality in the And the iron and clay is going to come into it too. So we've never been through a time like when the brass entity, what is the MO or the characteristics of these things, you know? And we know one big one is how they attain their dominion as the principal power, as the principality of the iron and clay. And it starts in a small place, and then it spreads, and it takes over a huge geographical region, actually. And of course, the iron went all around the world, and now the iron and clay is going to go all around the world. And it can come into families, it can come into churches, it can come into pastors, and it's just a real bad entity. It's not really thought about, but it has its focus towards that, because that's the principal power that has dominion on that dark side. But we have the principal power of Christ on our side, and God the Father, who choreographs even both sides because of the fruit Adam and Eve ate in the beginning. So, Father God, it's good to know the historical sense of this, on how people even legislate themselves into things. And Father, and how even some freedoms were given. But that these are not your freedoms, because the truth will set you free. And for freedom, we were set free. And the freedom that man talks about is like when you taught us about peace, Father. Peace, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth peace. They never have peace. And these entities always bring the characteristic against this, because they have to get dominion. So, Father God, they attack us on a daily basis, these entities. We hear about it. We hear rumors about it, and the news is all around us. And we ask, Father, that we would have great discernment concerning these things that come to pass, so that we can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and that we didn't love our lives unto death. Father God, we hear of the martyrdoms that have passed on and on, even in that brief time from your son's cross for 277 years till something happened. And Father God, even there, you know, we have examples right in the Word of people trying to put us under ceremonial laws. And Father, we ask that you open this to us. You open our eyes to these things. And open our eyes to your blessings and your fruit and the promises of your your powers in the manifestations of your powers of the tongues and the interpretation of tongues and prophecy and your powers of faith and miracles and healings and your revelations of discerning of spirits and word of wisdom and word of knowledge, Father, the gifts of the Spirit, but that the fruit of the Spirit would work in unity with the blessings and the gifts of the Spirit, Father. For it's your Spirit, because all these entities that these blessings, you know, like the nine blessings in Matthew chapter 5 and the nine gifts of the Spirit in the Corinthians and the nine fruits of the Spirit in Galatia. But Father God, there's opposers to all of these, and we ask that you keep us and lead us and guide us, even by your grace, that would even give to us a word, a hearkening, a salvation when they come to pass. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. No matter what we go through, you're there. I know sometimes you think you're not, we think you're not there anymore. And we need to always realize that you are there, that you will not leave us orphaned. I will come unto you, as your word says, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Yeah, Missy. Okay. Anyone else? One other good thing that happened to me, I'll just give you this. My youngest sister, she and I never have been real close because there was such an age difference. Well, I say an age difference, I think it was about 6 years, 6 or 7 years. Anyway, I never had a close relationship like I had with my older sister. But this time she called me and wanted me to meet her for lunch. And so we did. We went to a Cajun place. Ooh, it was good. Glory to God. You know, when you can start, you can always start out a good conversation on some good Cajun food. You know what I'm saying? So everything always starts out on an even keel. Everything's, everybody happy. Their taste buds are happy and it's all good. Anyway, we had the best time together that we've ever had in our lives. Just in that 45 minutes that we spent eating I was eating crawfish etouffee that was just out of this world. Oh my gracious. I was floating like that dog that eats that biscuit on TV. Y'all ever seen that commercial when he grabs that biscuit and he just starts floating up in the air? That's the way I was doing in that Cajun place when I took a bite of that etouffee. I said, good gracious Lord, you have blessed me today. Anyway, we did. We had such a wonderful time together. She put it on Facebook. She said, I had a wonderful time with my brother today. And it was, we really did. We had a good time. And I told her afterwards, I called her and I told her, Michelle told me what she said on there. I thanked her and I told her, I said, yeah, I had a great time myself. Sue Ellen, and we did. We renewed our friendships, so to speak, over some etouffee and red beans and rice. Whew. So my trip was complete. I got to eat some good Cajun food and talk to all my brothers and sisters, but one, two of them, one of them, I didn't get to talk to my older brother. He was busy all day. Yep. Amen. He does. She reason I guess we were not that close is she's a Democrat, and that's all I need to say about that. But she's my sister. She can have faults, you know what I'm saying? Oh my. Yeah, Julie.
I'd like y'all to pray in agreement with me here. Maybe I'm praying the spirit or whatever, but there was some activity going on outside here, and I looked and I could see that it was the sheriff's. There was at least three units that went out to the north and then to the east. So I don't know what's going on, but Lord, you do, and I send the angels with law enforcement there and all the first responders, whatever the problem is. In Jesus' name, I pray against all the anarchy and chaos and destruction and violence and rage and whatever the problem is, Lord, that there is that your work is being done there, Father. And I pray your peace there. I pray protection on people, and I pray that it comes to a quick end result here without any kind of fatality or shootings or anything like that. Just pray that in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. The angels are on it. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. No one's going to get hurt in Jesus' name. That justice will prevail in that situation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Oh, my. All right. Anyone else? I have a quick question. And it's one that probably everybody here may know the answer to, and that is how do we stay filled with the Holy Spirit? How do we stay filled with the Holy Spirit? I think there's quite a number of things that can be done in order to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, Julie.
The thing that just immediately came into my mind was staying in the Word.
That's number one.
That was the
That's
first thing
number
that came to
one.
my mind. There's other things, I guess, too, but praying in the Spirit would be another one too.
Yeah. Praying in the spirit is quite I wished I could have had Angelica on here. She had an experience with that the other day. So maybe next time. She may do it tomorrow night. Okay, anybody else? How do we keep filled with the Holy Spirit? One is getting in the Word, staying in the Word. What's another one? There's a number of them, actually. Yeah, praise and worship. Praise and worship and thanking God. Praise and worship to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's some more. Is anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
Obedient.
What?
Obedient.
Get you, I can't understand you.
Obedience.
Obedience, yeah, that's another big one. Obedience to the word, staying in the word. Obedience to the word, doing what the word said. That's right, obedience. Now that's one, two, three, four. That's some more, I think. Doing what the word says. Might be another one, which is obedience, of course. I think I wrote some down here somewhere. Oh, here's a big one. Daily obedience and prompt response to the Spirit leading. That's obedience, but also following through to do what the Lord wants you to do. Praise God, which is obedience. That's another good one. Anybody else? Oh, there's another one. Daily separation from the things that grieve the spirit. Keep your mind on Him and not on the things of the world. Yeah, Joe.
Keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Amen. There's another one. Fighting that good fight of the faith. Amen. There's one big one coming up. And y'all know what it is. You just hadn't said it yet. What does the Holy Spirit want us to do? He wants us to yield to Him, doesn't He? He wants us to do exactly what He wants us to do. What He wants us to do and not what we want to do is get rid of that selfishness as we've talked about before. And that's what the Lord was telling us in that word that she gave Debbie, or he gave Debbie. Selfishness got to go. I read somewhere where selfishness is the root of many divorces. Most divorces, I think, is what they said. Selfishness is the root of most divorces with Christians and unchristian alike. So yeah, that's staying in the word, obedience, all of those things that we talked about. That's how you stay filled. Stay filled with the Word of God. Start doing what He wants us to do rather than what we want to do. Somebody made that statement. Who was it made that statement a while ago that the Lord said, always do what I want you to do, not what you want to do. And that's what He wants out of us. Complete, unadulterated obedience. And that's something He wants from us. I know sometimes it's hard. I just have to repent. I got in a situation here just a couple of days ago that I wished I'd never gotten into, and I had to repent because of it. Because I lost my train of thought and also lost my temper. Couldn't get a hold of my temper. And so I had to ask God's forgiveness and the person that I was talking to also. So we got to watch ourselves quite diligently to walk that walk that he wants us to walk, be overcomers. And like we started out with, listening to the word, reading the word, staying in the word helps you do that. All right, anybody else? Tired of talking. Yeah, Andrew.
No, I could vouch for that because being a babysitter, with a person who's just learning to walk and there's a dog there that's a little bit squirrely, and they got a cat too, so, you know, if I sit down on the cat just loves me, jumps on me. You know, you saw the cat there the other night, and if it isn't the cat, it's the dog. You got to let him out in the backyard, then you got to go let him in, and then you got to look after the baby, and you know, something has to give. You know, and for a person who really loves to read the word. And, suddenly be vanished from it, you know. But I got some ideas today, you know, like I can go on that TV set and turn to all those praise and worship music with all the little kids in it. And I have to find some of those little kid worship music there and play it for my grandson. You know, hopefully he'll wonder about that. It's kind of cute because sometimes I'm saying grace, and then I say amen, and then he goes amen. He's got a new word now. And you know, he's not even two yet, so praise God. Anyway, you have to pray for mothers and stuff and who have very young children to have time, and I don't see how they could get time, you know. Especially if you're like with my daughter, she's preoccupied working nights from 10 to 8 in the morning. And sometimes it's four times a week, three times a week. And of course, the baby wakes up in the morning and it overlaps, you know. You might wake up at 6:30 and for she's still working for an hour and a half, but whoever's helping is there with the child. And there's a matter of when the baby was younger with the breastfeeding and stuff. And, yeah, and preparing the meals, you know, for him, and not really having even time to prepare meals for yourself. I can't eat baby food, you know. And so, but I'm really happy about the chapters 5, 6, and 7 of, or the first half of 7, 2 Corinthians, because I just keep reading that one over and over again, and it helps a lot just to be focused in that way. And yeah, so you know. You can lose your temper with little kids, and makes you feel bad after you do it. And of course, everyone's at attention. Then the dog and the cat's at attention, and my daughter's really struggling a lot with this. She had some pain. I prayed for her today while we're in the car, because she went to a physiotherapist because she had a lower back pain, very, very low around the buttocks and stuff too. And so I prayed for her for that. And I told her, all you got to do is believe now. Since you're going to the other grandma and grandpa, I told her not to speak negatively so much. Don't speak negatively, because it's a contagion. to everyone, you know. And she took that advice. And I, of course, my hope is that there's a predestined state there, that the Lord is still drawing her, doing a John 6:44, you know, because he does that throughout, even after he calls you. So, and yeah, praise God. You know, it's the groaning that it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you mix it with that groaning in chapter 8 of Romans, you know, and it's you know, I just happened to read, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And I was going like, this is a labor of a groaning to give birth to something and to attain some fruit, you know, and you can sense it, you know, that there's so much more we could have, you know, and you groan for it, and you want it, and you desire it. And so it's good to read the first four verses of chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. And I think it's in chapter 8, around the 20th verse there on the groaning. And, you know, it's all of that chapter 7 where he's those verses, you know, when you're reading in chapter 7, which is probably the early life of the Apostle Paul. It's actually a groaning, you know, how he's, I do what I don't want to do. And I do. Each time you read it, you sometimes you slip up on how you read it. No, that's not exactly what it is. And you got to read it. And it's like a groaning. It's a desire for him to put something off and to put something on, you know. That's just prior to the groaning verse there. And then there's the verses there in Romans 8, where it talks about how all creation was subjected to vanity. So there is a groaning there, you see. And that's just prior to the verses there. And of course, it does talk about the flesh and the spirit there, too, in Romans. Just those things that need to be taken out of us because of these principalities. You know, there's that the iron. There's a lot of bad iron, you know, and you know, the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. It's in the Psalms, and the moon is in reference to a certain people, and so is the sun too. I don't fully understand the sun one, but I know that there were deities of sun and moon, and they've been around in the last 2,000 years too. Their spirit and their words even. So, Lord help us. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anyone else? Yeah, David.
I was thinking of the word that Andrew mentioned, desire. When you're asking about what things do we, what was the question about, you know, the things we need to do to, what was your question that everyone was answering to? How did you word it? But you know, the answers all you guys gave, my answer was desire. Have the desire, because we can know all those things that were shared, but do we have the we need the desire then to move into them. We can know them, we should do this and this and this, but now give us the desire, that we need a great desire. So that was my thought. Have the desire, God give it to us.
Amen. That's right. You got to have a desire for it. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
You know, when you're carrying someone in you that's so big, you know, the Lord himself, you have that sanctuary, you know, he can straighten you out real quick, and he can save you, you know. He can say, now, Andrew, well, I'll just use myself as an example. You've been tempted a lot here. You know, you've been tempted quite a bit, and I'm still there. I'm still with you. I know you're being tempted. And you know you're being tempted because he's telling you, you know, he is making you. He's in you. He's a sanctuary residing in you, and he's saying, be separate. You know, come out from among them. Touch no unclean thing. Saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord. This is a creative thing when he's saying this. And it's hard to explain that, but he's there. He will, that still small voice will come and say, I know, Andrew, or I'm still here. Andrew, I know you've just been tempted. And he keeps our righteousness in track, and he keeps us holy. He that calleth you is holy, be therefore holy. And he wants us exercised in the authority we have there from the promise, you know, because it says, having therefore these promises, let us. Us constitutes who do you take with you? It's in the verses prior to that, where he says it three times. Saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord Almighty. You're taking him with you. So, you know, it kind of makes you fear the Lord too, because then that's what it says in 7:1. And it's just, and you know, there's other verses you know of. I'm sure everyone can have a verse pop into their head from the Lord that would remind them that if any love me, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love me. And he's going to abide in. We abide in him. He's going to come and make his abode with us. Finally, you know, he's not using 2x4s either. So he's making his abode with you, because it's that abode that's described in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. A heavenly tabernacle, a heavenly sanctuary. He started out with a house and ended up with a sanctuary at the bottom of 6, you know, of the same chapters. And then he comes with you. He's walking in us. Yeah. And so is Jesus. We walk. When we learn to walk real well in this authority, it's going to happen. If you have him walking in you and leading you and showing you to be separate from these things, what telling you, you know, like, I will not leave you orphan, you know, I will come unto you, you know. So I'm not saying it comes to me all the time, but you know, he reminds you of. You say, now I was there, you know, but with that outbursts that you did. Praise and glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, has anybody else got anything they'd like to share in this last 5 minutes or so? Pick one somebody that you want prayed for, that you want to see come into the kingdom, and we'll all agree with you. And raise your hand when you get ready. Nobody wants anybody saved. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, we already prayed for her, and that's my daughter, Megan. And of course, Finn has to come along with that because he's saved through his mother, I just thank the Lord that he's spared me these 2 days from being over there, and now Megan's over with the other grandparents on his side, and which is an amazement for her to be even capable of doing that. And but I do pray for my son-in-law. Also, there's no other prospect not to not pray for people because of the eternity that's coming. And Father God, have mercy upon Zachariah. He knows your word, even Father. Remember him quoting verses to me. He got caught up in this crazy drugs, and it's messing with his mind. And he didn't hear from people your salvation message, and lots of sadness happened to him afterwards, Father. And I pray, Father, that you don't give up on him, and you correct him and grant him repentance. And I ask for your mercy, Father, for him. And Father God, all around for this family, little new family, I pray, Father, that they don't know you like they should know you, and proper instruction of your obedient love, even an obedience with friendship. For you know, your spouse is supposed to be your best friend. And I think that's phileo love, Lord. And the storge love, you know, they usually want to have a family. And even the other love on how to make this family is according to your word, Father, according to the obedience and the faith that worketh love. I pray, Father, that you would control all the loves that you have invented, Father, that you have choreographed and that you have made to come to pass for families and for marriages and for relationships. And I thank you to see families, Father, and see families that want to serve the Lord. And sometimes it's hard to remember how it is to be just a little one, but the Lord is with them too, and has a special affiliation for these little children. Even as it says in the word, Father, with your son, Jesus Christ, how the little ones came to him, and he blessed them all. It was a different time, Lord. They all had a covenant back then. You know, Jesus could be a boy and away for 3 days and 3 nights and not really get in trouble, which is much different than today if you're 12 years old and go missing. And Father God, we thank you that you're in control of parents too when it comes to these things, as you are in control of Mary and stepfather Joseph there. And Father God, help us with families. We don't know anything about them, really. And lead us and guide us. Some of us are grandpas, great grandpas, grandmas and great grandmas, and mamas and papas, just newlyweds and whatever. So Father God, show us how to behave. You know, you called us so that we would have the good behavior. You showed us all the fruits of the Spirit on how to behave. And that first love one is key to them all. And key to the heart of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, folks, we're out of time. Lord, we thank you for a good trip back to Tennessee tomorrow, that there would be no problems whatsoever, and the traffic's going to be light, truck's going to be getting 50 miles to the gallon. In Jesus' name, that'd be a true miracle. And I thank you, Lord, and it's going to happen. You're going to get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, y'all be blessed, you hear?